You're listening to SBS News.
As former Formula One legend Sir Jackie Stewart raced around the Nürburgring track in Germany in 1973, he said the surrounding rock face without barriers frightened him. But the former driver, nicknamed the Flying Scot, told the ABC he is living with an even bigger fear of losing his wife of 58 years, Lady Helen, to dementia.
Helen actually doesn't know where she is. She asked me several times every day, what country are we in, and when are we moving to our other house? Well, we don't have another house in Switzerland. This is it. And we've been in Switzerland now since 1968. So it's a difficult illness, particularly for families.
The three-time Formula One world champion established the charity Race Against Dementia in 2016 to help find a cure after his wife was diagnosed in 2014. Now Sir Jackie has partnered with Dementia Australia to launch a new Australian postdoctoral research fellowship. Chair of Dementia Australia, Professor Graham Samuel, says he hopes a collaboration will help fast-track research into the disease.
These will be 2-3-year dementia research fellowships of $405,000. They'll be focusing on biomedical, clinical or psychosocial areas of dementia research. They'll provide for salaries as well as project costs. But they'll be assessed by the expert advisory panel, the scientific panel that works within the Dementia Australia Research Foundation, and then ultimately to be decided by the board of Dementia Australia Research Foundation.
Professor Samuel says a partnership provides a greater connection to international organisations that Sir Jackie's charity has similar joint ventures with, including Alzheimer's Research UK and the Mayo Clinic in America.
The more global effort of research is fundamentally important. We so often see researchers operating within their own cocoon or their own silo. And one of the things we've encouraged with the Dementia Australia Research Foundation is for researchers to be operating interactively with researchers that are doing work overseas or elsewhere in Australia, so that we can combine and collaborate. And collaboration is an important element of all this, rather than operating in a singular, isolated situation.
Associate Professor Dr. Lindsay Collins-Prino is head of the Cognition, Aging and Neurodegenerative Disease Laboratory at the University of Adelaide. She describes dementia as a collection of symptoms that result from a variety of different disorders that affect the brain.
Many people think about the memory component of dementia and people losing their memory, but it can also include other alterations to cognitive function, like problems with decision making or attention, and behavioral changes as well. It becomes really difficult for people to be able to perform everyday tasks, and also for them to sometimes you'll notice that their personalities may change, which can look a little different depending on the different type of dementia that they may experience.
Dr. Collins-Prino says investments into dementia research, like that of Sir Jackie's, is the main way to find a cure.
It allows us to carry out the basic investigations that are necessary to understand brain mechanisms and to do those initial studies into treatment and into prevention and the potential efficacy of those strategies as well. So I really think that investment in research is so key and critical.
Australian Bureau of Statistics data show dementia is the second leading cause of death in the country. Females account for 64.5% of all dementia-related deaths, while almost 500,000 Australians are living with the disease. Without a medical breakthrough, Dementia Australia predicts that number will increase to nearly 600,000 by 2028 and over 1 million by 2058. But Professor of Psychology at RMIT University, Stephen Robinson, says dementia research is expensive.
If we're screening their brains for looking at changes in the brain, then we have to use machines like MRI, which are expensive anyway. It can be $1,000 per patient just to do a brain screen. If we're running tests for potential new drugs, they're massively expensive because you've got to control, you've got to have a lot of medical professionals involved in screening the patients, testing them, and measuring the outcomes over a period of time.
The cause of dementia and its most common form, Alzheimer's, remains unknown. While this proves challenging, Professor Robinson says studies into other diseases shows the positive role research plays.
We're seeing a lot more people now living longer lives who have cancer. We see a lot more people living longer lives who have HIV. We see a lot more people living longer lives who would have previously died because of cardiac arrest. Now they're living and having a much more fulfilling life. All of that is due to research spent on those diseases, the outcomes over a period of time.
Robin Bauer, manager of the Daughterly Care Aged Care Advice Centre in the Sydney suburb of Mosman, says dementia research informs the training carers undergo.
The results of the research is put into trainings, so that's been fantastic. And each time I've watched the courses, so I vet the courses often before we give them to our carers, and the courses that were given out for looking after someone with dementia in 2017 and 2016 are quite different to the ones given out now. They're much more detailed and there's much more information because of all the research.
Sir Jackie has told the ABC the race to find a cure to dementia continues full speed ahead.
Bottom line is that we've got to find new ways of doing business. We cannot just stay as it's been before because that formula is unsuccessful.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.